This is the final halacha in Likutei Halachos Evan Ezer, Hilchos Oines Umefate. The laws regarding a woman who is chas v'shalom raped, she's forced to have relations with a man, or mefate, where he seduces her. He entices her, seduces her to have relations with him, even though she's not his wife, both cases. So the Torah tells us that in such a case, v'nosan la'avi hanara, Chamishim shkolim kesef. The person who perpetrated this, the man, must pay a penalty, a knas, a fine of 50 silver shkolim to the father of the girl, a woman who's not married. I believe this might be in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shoftim, or certainly close by, kiseitze kisovoi, so it's within the range. Al pi ha-Torah hanal, Rav Nosson Zal says that this halacha also is going to be based on the same chapter in the Likutei Moharan that the previous halacha, Hilchos Soita Aleph, was based on, which is the same halacha as Hilchos Gittin Halacha Aleph. It seems Rav Nosson Zal was focusing on that Torah, and at the same time he was continuing his trip through Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, and his chidushim were all based on that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, chapter 56. First he gives us a short piece from the Torah, and then he goes into the topic. Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likutei Moharan, Ki keneged malchus digdusha, hi malchus horisho, that we know that the creation, the entire creation, and especially the world that we are in, is referred to as the malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. The reason for creation was because of the kingdom of Hashem. The Sforim quote the pasuk, Ein melech beloyam. You can't have a king without a nation. To be king, you have to have someone who you're ruling over. And that's one of the main reasons behind the creation of the worlds, and especially our world. We who have Bechira in this world that we're operating in this world, materialistic world, which in many ways is the lowest of all the worlds that Hashem has created, it's the lowest and it's the most important. Because we can give Hashem something that the angels can't, that the throne of Hashem can't. It can only be given through us human beings because we have Bechira, we have free choice. Because we're a combination of spiritual, a neshama, and mud, earth, earthliness, shamayim and eretz. So now Rabbi Nazal says there that so there is the malchus of holiness, which is the Jewish people, those who accept Hashem's authority on them, those who accept the authority of the Torah and mitzvahs and tzaddikim. That's the malchus of kedusha. Keneged malchus dekedusha, opposing that, opposite that, he malchus harishur. There's the kingdom of evil. Malchus dekedusha. Chiyusa ushleimusa al yedei hadas. Rabbi Nazal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that Malchus has no life. It's like a car without a battery. It's beautiful, beautiful frame, all the pieces, everything, but without a battery, it ain't going to go too far. And just like a body. The Gemara says, when a person's about to die, Hashem says, no problem, I'm not touching anything. Just sneaks in there, pulls out the battery, takes out the neshama. Everything else, everything that the parents, the father and mother contributed, still perfectly intact. And the person's dead because the battery was taken out. The battery is the neshama, which is the moyach, the sechel. Sheha neshama sheba moichi, we say, when we put on tefillin in the morning. So Rabbi Nazal says there that Malchus has no light of its own, no spiritual life of its own. It receives its chius, its life, and its shlemus from das, through das, by pumping das into the malchus. Das is Torah. Ulehepech, whereas that other malchus, that malchus harishah, misgaberes, it draws its energy and life al momoin, from money, bucks, euros, yens. Lesoi felichnois. Rabbi Nazal says over there, that's why the malchus of the sitra achra is all about money. The monetary bank and the whole world, the rest of the world, the Jewish people, those who are real, those who know what life is all about, What is their life revolving around? Torah. What is the rest of the world revolving around? Simple. Money. Says it on the coins. In God we trust. Who's the God? This is it. That's the G-O-D. The dollar, the euro, that's it. We have our Hashem, which is the Torah. They have their Hashem, which is money. And it's all about acquiring money. That's what life, that's what the rest of the world is all really all about. In Eretz Yisrael, those that have the misfortune to listen to the news, and they're talking about this 3-4 minutes of news. The bottom line, what they conclude the news with is, and now let's tell you where the shekel and dollar are up to, because that's what it's really all about. The whole political system, it's all about the shekel and the dollar. It's not about anything else, really. Look over there in Likutei Moharan in chapter 56, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ach, however, yesh koyach b'malchus digdusha, lehoitzi kol hamomoin mehem, v'lasa ismimenu das. The kingdom of Kedusha, the Jewish people who are called the Yisrael Mamshaloysav. We just said Hallel today. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Tov Shin Ayin Gimel, a historic day. We're making a siyum on Likutei Halachos Evan Ezer in English. So we said Yisrael Mamshaloysav. The Jewish people are the Memshol of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. Again, those who accept Hashem's kingdom, his authority. So we have the ability to extract all the money from the Malchus HaRishah and convert it into Das. Where did this take place? For example, when the Jews were in Egypt. Egypt was the financial center of the world. You have it in the Chumash. Every famine all over the world, the one place that had food and commerce was Egypt. All the wealth in the world. The Jews made two sweeps. One sweep when they left Mitzrayim, they took out a couple of hundred million dollars, hopefully. And then at the Yamsuf, they took $2 billion. They got the rest of it. Now, what did they do with all of that? There was no Macy's, there was no Gimbel's, no department stores in the desert. What was all of that money for? For Das. They converted all of that money into Das. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Likutei Moharan, chapter 60, where Rabbeinu Zal begins that chapter by saying that there's a mission in Pirkei Avos that says, Im ein kemach, ein Torah. No tiki, no washi, as they say in Me'er Sharim. You don't pay, you don't get nothing. So no money, no flour, no parnosa, no Torah. Can't exist without money. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, just like when it comes to standard Torah, you need standard money. When it comes to big Torah, when it comes to Hizboinemus HaTorah, Rabbeinu Zal says there are levels of Torah, the highest levels of Torah, for which you need all the money in the world. You don't just need $2,000. You need all the wealth of the world. And that's why one of the nicknames of the Torah is wealth. The Torah is called Hoin. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on that in the beginning of chapter 60 in Likutei Moharan. So what did they need all of that wealth for, all of that money for? Because they were headed for Har Sinai, for the 50th level, Hizboinenu Satorah. They were going to be receiving the highest, the greatest revelation of Torah of all time. They needed big bucks in order for that to happen. Rabbi Nosson Zal explains this in Likutei. Otherwise, what was all of that wealth for? What are you going to do with it? And again, there's a lot of depth to this. This is mentioned throughout Likutei Halachos in different places, why nothing big happens in Klal Yisrael without money. The Moras HaMachpelah, one of the holiest sites in the world, the Cave of the Four Couples, where all tefillos of Klal Yisrael all over the world, before they go up to heaven, they go first to the Moras HaMachpelah. The Moras HaMachpelah had to be purchased for money. Ephron said, no, between Fred, what's... Avraham Avinu said, cut the baloney. How much you want? International money, I'll give you the best top dollar, 400, 400 shekel kesef, over la sercha, money that could be used anywhere in the world. Came to Dovid HaMelech acquiring, purchasing the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the two sites. The Zohar HaKadosh says, every tefillah anywhere in the world before it goes up to heaven makes two stops. Moras HaMachpelah and the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. Beis HaMikdash also, Aravna HaYevusi said to Dovid HaMelech, you know what, just take it, keep Davar Mel said, no thanks. I'm paying in full. And Rav Nosson Zal mentions this in a few places in Kutei Halachos, that whenever, and it's based on what we're learning here, there's Malchus of Kedusha, there's Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Malchus of Kedusha is Das, Malchus of the Sitra Achra is money. And therefore, unless you pay for it, you don't really take it out of their possession. If you pay for it, and they willingly accept the money, then there's no claims, no claims, no nothing. We paid you in your currency, not in not I gave you a Dvar Torah and give me the thing. I gave you cold cash, exactly what you wanted, exactly what you need, what you exist on. Now the thing is transferred 100% into the Malchus of Kedusha. There's a lot more to this. Rav Nosson Zal continues, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 2, V'lachoyte, that for the good person, Hashem gave him their mission. V'lachoyte, and for the sinner, Nosan Inyan, Hashem gave him their job. What's their life revolving around? Lesoy v'lichnois, to gather and deposit. Gather money and make deposits. That's what their life is all about. However, loseis letoiv lifnei ho'alekim. However, the end of all of that is that at the right moment, everything that they gathered, all of their millions and billions, is going to be returned, is going to be transferred into the Kedusha, into the Malchus of Kedusha. We see the Beis HaMikdash was Malchus of Kedusha, gold and silver, solid gold, different things. Shlomo HaMelech. We know Shlomo HaMelech was the Jewish king who during his time the Malchus was really established solid. He had incredible wealth, awesome wealth. Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, the one who organized the Mishnayos. The Gemara says he was wealthier than the Roman emperor. This was Malchus of Kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to our topic. Vehine, nisuin bigdusha, when a Jewish couple get married according to Torah, according with holiness, he bebechinas malchus digdusha. That's an example of malchus digdusha. Shehi mekabeles chius vodas mibaila. The woman who is the malchus, she's the shechina, isha yiras Hashem, he tishalol, she is tefila, she is malchus, she's the moon, he's the sun. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when, who was getting married? Was it Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon? It's mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was standing in front of a couple that was getting married, and he said to the woman, what Hashem said to the moon. He said, L'chi umati esatzmech lifnei balech. Just like when the moon came to complain to the sun, came to complain to Hashem that you can't have two equals, Hashem said, you're right. Then you step down. You humble yourself, you be the little person. You be the little guy and the sun will be the big guy. So Hashem used those words, L'chi umati esatzmech. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal gave that bracha to the kala at the wedding, saying, L'chi umati esatzmech. Go humble yourself before your husband. Go prepare yourself to take your role to be his assistant, his right hand. Shehi mekabeles chius vodas mibalo. The woman receives spiritual life and das from her husband, al yedei zivug digdusha, through their holy union. Avol oines umefate. However, when there's an illegal union, when a man takes a woman who's not his wife, and not with chup and kiddushin, either by force or by seducing her, shehu zivug de sitra achra, this is a union of tumah, of the malchus of the sitra achra, hi bechinas malchus harisho. This is the other side of the coin. Sheyenikosa mebechinas nitzoitzois shebamomoin kanal. The holiness draws from holy sparks. The unholy draws from sparks that are found in money. Rabbein Azal says in Likutei Moran, money sparkles. Coins, silver coins, gold coins. That sparkle is nitzutzois, holy sparks that have fallen, that are found in the money, that can be elevated, that can be repaired when the money is used for mitzvah, for serving Hashem. Ki hamomoin hu bebechinas ho'isha, shehi bechinas malchus. Because on a Kabbalistically, spiritually, money is like the woman, which represents malchus. As Rabbeinu Zal writes many times throughout Likutei Moran. Why? Ki hamomoin bo mibchinas gvurais. Money comes from the left side. It's a pasuk. Oirech yomim biyamina ubismoila oisher v'kovoid. On the right side you have long life. On the left side you have wealth and honor. So we see oisher, money, is the left side. It's gvurais. It's malchus. Shehein b'chinas oisha, which is the woman. The woman is the left side. Kinoshim daiton kala. Because the Gemara says that women are very lightheaded. They have less of a, they are less strong in das, in chokhma bina das, usually, than the men. We know that every rule has its exceptions. There are exceptions. A man can be nutty, crazy, he can forfeit his role, and he can have less das than his woman. Or a man can marry a woman who's smarter than, you know, different. But the standard, the norm, the default is that the man is the one who has an obligation to learn much more Torah than the woman does. She has an obligation to learn the laws that pertain to her. She's not obligated, and we saw a few pages ago, she's not permitted to delve into pilpul of Gemara, the depth of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch in the full depth. That's not for women. So the Gemara uses the term noshim daiton kala. Their das is weak, it's light. The daiton hirak bebechinas gevurois kamuva. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us the das usually is fed by both sides, by Chachma and Bina, right and left. It has two pipes feeding into it, das. But the das of the woman has only one pipe. She only receives from the left side, not from the right side. So therefore, because she is Bechinas Gvurais, Umishom Yenikas HaSitra Achra Kamuva. And we know that the other side, the Tuma, the Klipa, is also referred to as the left, the other side, meaning the left side. And that's why the woman is much more vulnerable. We always give the example of Chava. When the snake had to pick who to talk to, he went to the woman, much closer to him. V'alkein tzorech lahamshich lochius. And this is why the man has a responsibility to shine life into the woman. Dehainu das v'chesed. Life is das and chesed, as we saw earlier. Lehatzila uleshomra misitra demoisa. And thereby rescue her and protect her from death, from the sitra achra, which is synonymous with death. The Gemara says the same angel that's the satan that tries to get people to do sins is the same angel that puts people to death and punishment. It's one package. Sitra achra, shesmuchan aleha, this other side which is closer to the woman. V'ne'echozen sham, and that's where the sitra achra attaches itself to. It attaches itself to gvurais, to the left side, to the woman. So therefore the man has an obligation to be pumping das into her, which will give her the strength to ward off the sitra achra, not to fall into the sitra achra. U'kishein lochius. And therefore, when she's not getting this chius, bechinas chesed vodas, and azai yesh lohem yenika chashom, then the sitra achra can draw from her. V'yenikosom mebechinas hamomoin. And we know the sitra achra, where do they draw from? Money. That's their connection. That's their source. Shehu bechinas gvurois, which we said before, is also the left side, the same location as the woman. Shehu bechinas chius atzmusa sheyesh lo meatzma. This concept of gvurois and money is a woman has two sources of life, energy, power. One source is a little battery. She's got a tiny battery in her called money. That's one of the things that gives her chius. That's one of her sources of life. Because again, the woman is on the left side, just like money is. But her real source of chias is chachma and das, which is supposed to be coming from her husband. If that's not coming, then all she's existing on is the chias that she's drawing from money, which is also where the sitra achra draws from. So she becomes vulnerable, super vulnerable, for them to want to attach themselves to her and draw energy from her. This is what Rabbi Nizal refers to over there in the Likutei Moran when he says that the Malchus HaRisho draws for money. An example of this, a very prominent example of this, is the holiday of Purim. Achashverosh, Melech Rosha, what's he all about? Money, 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 party, big time party, billions of the 180 days of partying, the best wine, the best meat, the best ever. That's bucks, that's lots and lots of money. And Haman, 10,000 silver pieces, money, money, money. What's Mordechai doing? Das, Torah. He's learning with the kids, he's learning himself. That's the two sides of the coin. V'alkein, and therefore, Oines u'mefata, in these two cases of an illegal, improper union between man and woman, either through the man forces himself upon her or he seduces her, again, without any holiness, no mitzvah involved, Shehu b'chinas his gabrus malchus harishah, ayidei pigam hazivug de sitra achra. This is an example of the malchus of tuma gaining strength and power through an illegal union. Alkein onshoy b'momoin. Therefore, the penalty is money, pay up. Shemoitzin mimenu momoin. We extract money from him. V'noisnen lo'aviha. And we transfer it to the father of the girl. Kishom pogam, because that's the line that this person crossed. Bebechinas hamomoin, he crossed the line related to money. Al yedei shehizgaber malchus harisho, by giving strength to the malchus of the sitra achra, that's synonymous with money. That's building up their bank account. Shazai yoinke me'amomoin, then the sitra achra is able to draw for money. V'roitzim le'esoif hamomoin aleihem, and they're trying to gather up as much money and wealth as they can. Where do they get the wealth? From the Jewish people, in most cases. That's where they really want it. That's the money they really want, because that's the money that really sparkles, as Rabbi Nizal says in the Likutei Moran. Kishom nitzoitzois hakedusha. Because in money, especially Jewish money, which was meisered, which was earned al pi Torah, money that was earned properly in a kosher way, that money has tremendous light in it, beautiful light in it. And that the goyim are attracted to that. They want that. They can't wait to get their hands on it. Rabbi Nizal says as soon as it comes into their possession, the lights shut down, blackout. The light leaves, and they're left with the money, but it's money of the sitra achra. Alkein, therefore, moitzien min hama'anei samafata hamomoin, we extract from this rapist, from this person who committed this sin, we extract money from him. Kedei lohoitzi hamomoin mibichinas malchus harisho, to take away the money from the malchus of evil. Bibichinas, as Rabbi Nizal quotes this pasuk very often, chayil bola vayekienu, that many times the sitra achra, the tumah, is able to swallow up holiness, swallow, until they're forced to vomit it up, to throw it up, to give it back. Ki hama'ane soy hamefate hu bechinas malchus harishor. Because this person who committed, this man who committed this sin, he represents the kingdom of evil. Umoitzin mimenu mamain, we extract money from him, we take away money from him. V'noisnin lo'oviho, we give it to her father, shehu b'chinas av b'chachma. In Judaism, father represents chachma. The father is chachma, the mother is bina, ki eim la bina tikra, there's a pasuk. So by giving it to the father, we're taking this money from the sitra achra, from shtus, from lack of das, and we're putting it, connecting it to chachma. V'azai choyzer hamomoin, and then this money gets elevated. It plugs into this Chachma and Das al yidei sheyotza mebechinas malchus harishoah, by the fact that it left the ownership of the kingdom of evil, shehu hama'anes, which is this man who committed this sin, v'chozar lebechinas av b'chachma, and it was plugged back into the where it really belongs, which is the father who represents Chachma. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zehu sheho isho hi tomid b'rshu sacher. Now you'll understand why a woman, a girl, is never her own boss. She's never in her own control. She's always under somebody else's authority, in a sense, or domain. Oy b'rshus baila, either she's a wife, she got her MRS, she graduated and got her MRS, so she's a wife, so she's in his domain. Oy b'rshus avia, or else she's in her father's domain. Ki tzricho lekabel al yodom chiyus, because the woman is malchus. Malchus has no life of its own, like the moon has no light of its own. It has to receive, it has to be plugged into a source of light. It has to receive through Chachma. Kedei shelo yinku hei mimena. Because otherwise, the sitrachra will be, when the woman is not, when the malchus is not receiving light, a full measure of light, then the sitrachra is able to attack it and draw from it. Shezeh b'chinas hisgabrus malchus harishoah. This is the concept of the kingdom of evil rising up, becoming strong, and they draw from money, which is synonymous with the woman. Remember, the Gemara says, you want to get rich? What do? Oikiru l'neshaychu, treat your wives, give respect to your wives, kihechi detisatru, so you'll be wealthy. Why? Because the wife is the wealth, the money, in different ways. Shehu bebechina soisha. Again, the Malchus Harishoah draws from money, which is the woman, the wife. Ki yinikosom, even though a person would say, what are you talking about? Most women are staying home. The husband's the one who's earning, who's going out there and working. His earning power is dependent on her. Again, she is the mama and she is the left side. If there is the proper connection between them, then the money flows. And the money has a bracha to it, has a blessing to it. Person can earn from today till tomorrow, and he finds he puts it into the pocket, and it goes right out as fast as he puts it in, it goes out just as fast. He doesn't get to retain it all, it has no bracha to it. Why? Sometimes it's because of not having the right connection. Because the ability of the sitrachra to draw from the woman is only when she is not receiving the full measure of das and light from the man, from Chachma, shehu chesed elyon, b'chinas das godol, from the source where she's supposed to receive, which is the very high level of chesed and das. K'moy shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, which these halachas are based on. V'al kein, and therefore, Habal v'ho'ov zoichin b'chol mamayna sheyeshla. All money that a girl has or that a woman has does not really belong to her. A girl's money is daddy's. A wife's money is her husband's. There are rare exceptions to this, but the standard, the norm, the default is that her money belongs to her husband or to the father. Dahainu, as the Gemara says, mitziyosa. If a girl finds something, she finds a gold watch, she finds a bag of $100 bills, or maisiyodeh, she goes to work. Daddy sends her out to work, and she earns $1,000, $10,000. Ushar zchusim, and any other benefits that she has, all belong to daddy or to the husband. Ki kol mamoina shehu chiyus atzma, because all of her money, which we said is her personal source of life, remember? We said she has two batteries, two sources of energies. She has the little source of energy, which is money, and she has the big source of energy, which is chachma, seichel das, which she gets either from daddy or from her husband. So all of her money, which is her personal chiyus, tzorich sheyeh bershus habal oy ho'ov, must be connected to either the husband or to the father, kidei sheyia nimshach bechinas das v'chesed l'toich b'chinas ha'mamayin, in order to pump das and chesed into the money, so the money will be holy money, it'll be good money, it'll be beneficial money. Shehu b'chinas gvurais, we said money is gvura, it's the left side. Because if not, if a woman's money is not plugged into a man, if it's independent, then the sitrach, then it's only receives, it only has very little light. It's pretty dark. And darkness is what the sitrachra grabs. The sitrachra is able to use that, to attach itself to that, and to draw strength and power from such a from the woman and her money. Now you'll understand why the penalty for Oines Umafata is 50 silver pieces. Because this woman is being pulled away from holiness. We want to return that money to the holiness. Lebechinas av bechachma, to the father who represents chachma, shienasim imena das, that this money should be converted to das, to seichel. Vahadas hu bechinas nun sharei bina. And we know that das draws from the 50 levels of bina. Bechinas mon, like the mon, which the Jews had in the desert, brain food, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses elaborately in that chapter in Likut Ran, chapter 56, Kimuva Sham B'maimer Hanal. V'alkein, Tzrichen Litein Chamishim Shkolim, and that's why the penalty is 50 Shkolim, corresponding to the 50 levels of Bina, V'azai Hu Choyzer V'nasim Min Amomoin, B'chinas Nun Shari Bina. And that converts that money which belonged to this rapist or to this person who was Malchus de Sitrachra, by that money being given to the, by 50 shkolim being given, that money is going to Bina and to Chachma. The 50 is Bina, the father is Chachma, that money is being plugged into Das. So now this is all negative. We're talking here about terrible illegal relations. Now, Bahashkocha, usually we don't get personal nishurim, but the Hashem planned it. That we've been learning this for months, this volume. We're concluding it today when I have the incredible privilege that my daughter, my youngest child, is getting married in a few hours, the Mitzvah Hashem, and Rav Nosson Zal is giving a shir in honor of the wedding. Umizeh lomdu shir ksuba. And the Gemara learns out the amount that a husband must give his wife in holy matrimony, they learn it out from Oines Umefata. Gamkein chamishim shkolim. It's also 50 shkolim. The Gemara converts it to zuzim, 200 zuz, which is 50 shkolim. Ki bezivug digdusha, tzorech gamkein litein lo ksuba shel chamishim shkolim. Because again, in holy matrimony, the woman also has to be given this ksuba, this guarantee of 50 shkolim, ki kol chiyusa al yedei hamamon konal, because the source of life of a woman is money. She comes from the left side as money is the ubismoila oisher v'kovoid. Woman is all about kovoid. Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutimam that the people who are most makbid on their kovoid is women. And we have to be mechabed the woman. The Gemara speaks about a husband being mechabed his wife. Just like the Shabbos. Shabbos is called the Shabbos queen. Shabbos malkasa. All the mitzvahs of Shabbos revolve around kovoid, being mechabed kvoid Shabbos. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran chapter 69, that the source of life of the woman is money. There Rabbeinu Zal talks about that if a person steals money from another man, he's stealing his wife. It's like he's stealing his wife, Rachmanu Litzlan. V'tzorich sheyeh nimshach lo hamamoin al yidei baila daika. We want to make sure that this woman is receiving her money from the right place, from her husband specifically. She'azai nimtak hamamoin. Because when the money is coming from the right place, from a source of holiness, then any gvura, any midas hadin, any tumah that's on money, is removed by the holiness. Shazai nimtakam omen shehu chiyus ha'isha, which is the source of life of the woman, shehu bechinas gvurais. Remember, the woman draws from gvurais, from the left side, al yedei baila. When her husband gives her this commitment, then the money is coming from her husband, shehu bechinas chesed vodas. The man represents chesed and das. Shehu mamtik umesakein mamayna v'chiyusa. And he thereby sweetens and fixes her money, her source of life. This is hamtokas hadinim. This is taking the gvurais, the woman, and the money, which is gvura, and being mamtikit, because it's going from the man to the woman, from the sun to the moon, from chachma and chesed and das to malchus. And this is why the obligation, the husband obligates himself in the ksuba for 50 silver pieces, in order to be giving her money, which has been sweetened through the husband. It's been purified. And it's been converted into 50 silver pieces, bechinas nun share bina, corresponding to the 50 levels of bina, as we said earlier. Shazai mekabelas hachius bishlemus. Now, she's receiving not from the little battery, the money, she's receiving from the little battery, the money, and she's receiving from the chochmo chesed and das, from the husband. Now she's getting a full measure of life, and when she is full of life, the snake can't touch her, the sitrachra can't touch her. When she's weak, when she's on low battery, then the sitrachra can attach itself and draw. When she's receiving the full measure of chiyus that she's supposed to, she's untouchable. V'zeh sham Rabbi Senezal, and this is why the Gemara says, shehaksuba, that one of the main reasons why the husband must obligate himself, that if he decides to divorce her, or if he dies on her, he's got to pay up. Why? Kedei sheloi tehei kala, so that it shouldn't be a light-headed thing, a light thing for him to get rid of her. Get rid of her? Hi, bye. You know, like today. Today everything is fast food, right? You know, chad pami. You buy it, you drink the cup and you toss it or you throw it out. People do that with wives. They get married and they toss it out. So the Torah wanted at least make it a little heavier. Not so light, not so easy. To put a little heaviness into the situation, put cement shoes on the husband so he doesn't throw away so easily. So he's got a financial commitment. But look at the word that the Gemara uses that same word kala, sheloi tehei kala with a kuf beinav. It shouldn't be light, easy for him to throw her away. Rav Nosson says kala daika, bechinas noshim daiton kala. This is connected to the fact that the woman is light, she has light das, the lesser das, the weaker das. And therefore she needs the husband to give. He has to give. When he's giving the money has das on it, if he's the right husband. And if he's doing it bigdusha, the right way, then the money is being given with das. They say, but lahavdil, in the secular world, love is blind. Lahavdil in kiddusha, the exact opposite. The Gemara says you're not allowed to marry a woman unless you've seen her. You have to see her first. It's not blind. In holy, in Kiddusha, it's got to be with das, real das. A person has to know what he's doing in marriage. And by the husband giving the wife this light, this holy light of the ksuba, which is this 50, azai eino kala. He's taking her out of that category of kala, light, lightheaded, and he's elevating her. He's putting some cement shoes on her. He's making her heavy. There's a financial obligation, commitment here. In the ksuba, it's not just the 50 piece. The ksuba says, v'ano oiker ve'evlach, I will provide for you clothing and residence and food. I will take care. I am obligating myself to provide all of your needs. Ki nimshach lo das v'chesed. He's shining das and chesed into her. And again, the ksuba has to be written by a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, who knows the halachas. This is all chachma, das, and seichel going into this. Vaydeze biatzmoi eino kala lohitzi. And through this, it is no longer easy, a light thing for him to get rid of her. Ki oz ha-hiskashrus b'shlemus, because this makes it a real tight, solid connection, a tight bond. Ki ikar ha-hiskashrus al-yedei hadas, because we know that what unites things, what marries things together, what attaches things, is das. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Vayeda odom eschavo ishtoi. Vayeda. Das is the union of male and female. Ukesheyesh lo shleimus hadas, and when the woman receives this shleimus hadas, when she's receiving from the husband, gamkein azay, when she gets her shleimus hadas, azay niskashron koroi, then the attachment is a proper, then the connection is a proper connection. Vazay eino kalo lohitzi, and then that bond is not easy, is no longer easy to break. Ki daito b'shleimus, because she has been given shleimus hadas from her husband, from the Torah, by all the Torah. Harayat mikdeshesli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. We emphasize, we put the Torah in there. At a Jewish wedding, there's not, we're being megalavas Torah. We show it's not just fun and games. There's a ksuba, there's a rabbi, there's Torah every step of the way. There's Torah every step of the way. The Torah is there. Now, this was all whipped cream. Now comes the cherry on top. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Veze bechinas." Now you'll understand why the Gemara says in Psachim, page 113, "Bitcha bagra." If your daughter is old, what's bagra? How old? 12 years old and 6 months and a day. We know that the word nekeva, nekeva means female. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word nekeva, the nun stands for nara, the kuf is ktana, the beis is bogeris. Those are the three phases that a girl goes through. Until 12 years old and a day, she's called ktana. From 12 and a day till 12 and 6 months, she's called nara. 12 and 6 months and a day and older, she's bogeris. She's an old maid already. She's an old lady. So the Gemara says, if your daughter is hanging around, if she ain't getting married, if you see she's already 12 and a half and she's still in your house, shachrer avdecha, free one of your slaves. If you have an Eved Knani, free him, release him, vateinla, and give her to him. Get her married at all costs. Take a slave, take a servant. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki hi tzricho lihiyois tomid birshus aviha oy birshus bala. Because a woman cannot be left alone. She can't be cut loose. She can't be drifting out there. She's got to be either in her father's domain or husband's domain. Those are the two choices. Kedei shetihya nishmeres mihem. Because otherwise, if she's not attached here and she's not attached there, she's easy game for the sitra achra. The sitra achra sees her without any ropes, without any attachments. Let's go get her. Let's go get her. Let's go get that money. Let's go get those bucks that she represents. She's the Isha. She's the money, that wealth. Ukishe bagra. And when a girl reaches the age of 12 years, 6 months and a day, she'azai yotza mirshus aviha, she is no longer under the authority of her father, technically, in many laws in the Torah. If she makes a vow, he can't null it, all kinds of different things. So she has left the authority, the kingdom of her father. Tzorech lemaher lohasiya. The Torah says, hurry up and get her married. Kedei shetihya bershus bala. So that she'll be under the authority, the kingdom of her husband. Now, there are many people who hear this and laugh. I remember my Rebbe, Zichron Avracha, Reb Michal, used to tell over many times that I believe it was with the Chazon Ish that he once went to a bar mitzvah. One of his students had a son who was being bar mitzvah, and the Chazon Ish came to the bar mitzvah and he was wishing a bracha to the father. And he said, Hashem should help you, he should grow to be a real Talmud Chacham and a good Jew and a Yerei Shemayim, and you should be zecher to marry him off at 18 years old. So the father said, Rabbi, I understand. I know what you're talking about. I know the Gemara says that. But everybody knows that today, in today's times. So the Chazon Ish looked at him. He said, really? He said, in the Mishnah, there are two things there, two statements side by side. It says, Ben Shlosh Esrei LaMitzvahs. At the age of 13, you put on tefillin. At the age of 18, you get married. Maybe we should put the tefillin in the closet and wait till he gets older. How come we don't wait with the tefillin? The tefillin we're putting on is not no negotiable. I think even the conservative put on tefillin at 13. They haven't changed that yet, right? So the tefillin, we all agree, is at 13. You just want to check. No changes. The Torah is real for all generations. Shem should help. That on this awesome day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul, Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran chapter 6 and other places says that Elul is the time of Tikkun HaBris, Zivugim, everything. That all those who need to get married should be zecher get married, Bigdusha, Betara, should be zecher to find the right mate, that it should be a Malchus of Kedusha. The pieces should fit together perfectly. And those who are married should be zeicher to respect marriage, to respect the marriage. The men and the women should understand, Rav Nosson Zal, in this whole volume, Hall of Evan Ezer, was all about marriage, all the different pieces. Rav Nosson Zal opened our eyes, he put us in a different universe, to know that it's not just technical stuff, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah are all, this is spirituality at its best. You don't have to go to Tibet, to the moon, or to the Hindus, or to the Zubus. You want spirituality? It's in Judaism. It's in your backyard. It's in your front yard. It's right here. We should be zeicher at the schus of the Torah, the being megalad astora, that all of us should celebrate simchas with the simcha kloli. The ultimate marriage should be nischadish between Hashem and the Jewish people. The marriage that was enacted on Har Sinai should be refreshed every day. We should be zeicher to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We said these laws you can't have when there's no Beis Hamikdash. So Hashem, we're learning. We're ready, Hashem. Give us the Beis Hamikdash. We'll go into full swing. Shabbi Zerichet to the coming of Moshiach, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meher V'meinu, Amen V'Amen. Tam V'Nishlam. Rav Nosson says, with this we conclude. He concludes his Sefer on this topic. Shevach Lokel Bori Olam. With great praise to Hashem, the creator of the world, Boruch Hanoisein LaYoev Koya, blessed is Hashem, who gives those that are tired, he gives us the strength to persevere, to learn, to teach. Ulein Oinim Otzman, to those who don't have resources, don't have abilities, Hashem gives a Ulein Oinim Otzmarbe, and Hashem should increase the strength of those who need strength. Boruch Hashem. Mazel tov. Thank you very much.